This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The COVID-19 test positivity rate in Colorado is the highest it's been during the pandemic. CPR's Allison Borden has more.
Colorado is in day 18 of its Omicron variant surge, according to public health officials, and case numbers are skyrocketing. But it's not clear whether that will lead to more people in the hospital. Incident Commander Scott Bookman says while Omicron symptoms are not severe, it is a lot more contagious, making it hard on hospitals.
We have seen staffing shortages across every employment sector in the country and in the state. That does not stop before it gets to healthcare workers.
Bookman says the best thing Coloradans can do to help healthcare workers right now is to stay out of the hospital by getting vaccinated. I'm Allison Borden, CPR News.
The rise in housing prices in Colorado's two biggest markets did not slow down in the final month of 2021. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
Prices are high because the housing supply in both Metro Denver and Colorado Springs is just so far below demand. The median price for a single-family home in Metro Denver was $543,000 in December. That's almost 17% higher than the previous December. In Colorado Springs, prices rose 18% year over year, up to a median price of $450,000 for a single-family home. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
There's new leadership at the Regional Transportation District. The RTD board elected Vince Buzik to head the Denver Area Transit Agency as it tries to rebuild service and ridership after the pandemic. This is CPR News.